From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Terror in New York.
We got multiple casualties. This is a mass casualty situation here.
He was like, had two guns on him, and he was just running in the street.
This investigation is still in its infancy. We do not yet have all the answers, and there are details today, and there'll be more down the road, and not everything we're going to be able to share with you.
New York Police Commissioner James O'Neill at a news briefing earlier today in New York City. Authorities have started questioning the driver of a rented pickup truck who mowed down people on a busy bike path on Tuesday, attempting to learn his motive for the deadliest terrorist incident in the city since 9/11. Officials linked the suspect Saifulo Saipov, a 29-year-old Uzbek immigrant who came to the U.S. in 2010, to social media accounts that contain Islamic State-related material. At least eight people were killed and 11 others injured in the attack. Fire Commissioner Dan Nigro talked about those still in the hospital.
Of the 12 remaining, thankfully, three have been released from the hospital. Nine remain in the hospital. Four of those were critically injured but are in stable condition. The others are seriously injured. The injuries ranged from a bilateral amputation to serious head, neck, back, and chest trauma, and trauma to arms and legs.
New York State Governor Andrew Cuomo.
I think it's important that we are all working as one, and in this kind of situation, there is no alternative. This is not a time to have politics. This is not a time to point fingers. This is not a time to find blame. It's a time to come together and work for a common goal.
This is VOA News. Reuters news agency says the United States is pursuing direct diplomacy behind the scenes with North Korea, despite the ongoing war of words between Donald Trump and Pyongyang. In an exclusive story published today, Reuters says it has learned from an unnamed State Department official that Joseph Yun, the U.S. Special Envoy to North Korea, has been speaking with diplomats stationed at the North's United Nations mission, utilizing what is known in the diplomatic trade as the New York Channel. At least two officials of the ousted regional Catalonian government in Spain have reportedly returned to the country from Belgium, where the former president Carles Puigdemont still resides after Madrid imposed direct rule following their independence declaration. Spain's high court has summoned them for a hearing Thursday. At a Brussels news conference, Puigdemont said he's not running from justice.
I'm not here in order to demand asylum, political asylum. This is not a Belgian question. I'm here in Brussels as a capital of Europe. This is not a matter of the question of the Belgian politics. It has no relationship. I'm here in order to act with freedom and safety and surety.
Spanish prosecutors announced plans to seek sedition, rebellion, and embezzlement charges against Puigdemont and his colleagues. A suicide bomber struck the heavily fortified diplomatic quarter in the Afghan capital of Kabul yesterday, killing at least five people and wounding many more. Former U.S. President Barack Obama said yesterday that at a time of political divisiveness, more civic activism was needed to solve community problems across the United States. Obama kicked off a two-day leadership conference in his hometown of Chicago.
Now, this isn't where I was born. I was born in Kenya. No, that's a joke. I was born in Hawaii.
He said it marked the start of a wider effort to promote civic involvement, a cause that has emerged as a major emphasis of his post-presidency.
Some of you may be aspiring politicians, and I believe firmly in politics, but I also believe that the moment we're in right now, politics is the tail and not the dog. And what we need to do is to think about our civic culture, because what's wrong with our politics in part is a reflection of something wrong in our civic culture, not just here in the United States, but in many places around the world.
Obama addressed 500 young leaders from 60 nations and 27 U.S. states at the first Obama Foundation gathering. Speakers included Britain's Prince Harry and his wife, former First Lady Michelle Obama. Joe Palca in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.